After 2020, which was one of the strangest years of our lives, we're looking forward to 2021 as a time to perhaps restore some normalcy. Well, will that be true in the heavens as well? What will the new year hold for those of us who enjoy nature and the night sky? Let's preview what the stars hold in store for the coming year. The most spectacular sky event is normally a total solar eclipse, and there will be one on December 4th this year. Unfortunately, it will happen only over Antarctica, so most of us can forget that one. But happily, the year's two best meteor showers, the Perseids on August 11th and the Geminids on December 13th, will both unfold without a full moon or even a bright gibbous moon to spoil the show. If the weather's clear, both meteor showers should be gorgeous. What about the planets? Here we have a mixed bag. The brightest planet, Venus, will indeed be a super brilliant evening star, but not until December, near year's end. Mars will be downright strange. The red planet is at its brightest right now, at zero magnitude, as the very brilliant orange star that's out most of the night. But as the year goes on, it will get dimmer and dimmer, until from May until year's end, it will be faint and also lost in the sun's glare. Unless you look at it right now, it'll be a washout year for Mars. Jupiter and Saturn, however, will be wonderful all summer long, with oppositions in August, when they'll be very bright in the constellation Capricornus. We will also have two lunar eclipses, and both will appear total. The first on May 26th will be best seen from the western half of the United States, but the next one, on November 19th, will be visible from everywhere. So, all in all, it's looking like a fine year is coming up in the night sky. We deserve it. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.